Hello and welcome to Josh Talk Podcast. My name is Josh Diaz. So today we're going to talk about my grandma's memorial service. So yesterday I was hosting a memorial service for my grandma Connie, who died in her nursing home after a long battle of Alzheimer's, a long road of Alzheimer's disease of dementia. It was progressed really slowly, and she was 88 when she passed away. That was pretty good long life. And she was always Grandma was always a wonderful person, and I held a memorial service for her at Temple Beth El, her old shul. So Rabbi Shohama, the rabbi at Temple Beth El, led the service, and it was so good. I was so happy that she led the service. So we had a lot of people speaking last night, and I tried to record this before, but someone called who was annoying, and I declined the call. Pardon that I was trying to record it. I tried to record this before. It's going to sound a little different than the first take. So I really think that service was great. I was the one that bought all the freshmen. I'll tell you a story about that. I was schlepping all of that crap all the way from Co-op City to City Island. And it was a fucking hassle. Because, you know, like, it was a big shopping cart my Aunt Ruthie lent me to use to bring all the stuff. Now I had to bring it back. And I got to contact her so I can tell her that I need to pick up the stuff. So, I wanted to tell you that I feel that my sex life is not good. Because my sex life is fine, but you know, I'm a fucking virgin. And I'll tell you that. I'm a fucking virgin. Have no women in my life. Sorry I digress, but I want to talk about this. I have no fucking woman in my life. I'm a fucking virgin. I've never had sex. Never fucked anybody. I've never had a sex life. I've never stuck my penis into a vagina. Sorry this is getting disgusting, but you know, I want to tell you that I'm happy that I'm a virgin, because I don't have sex and don't have to worry about sex for a long time until I get married. I have never had sex in my life, and thank goodness I didn't, because I feel much better about my life. Back to Grandma Connie's memorial service. So we had a great service, and it was so much fun. I had a great time. I had so much fucking fun, you know. Everyone spoke greatly about my grandma. There were a lot of things I didn't know about her, like about the kitchen. Cheryl talked about that, Cheryl Brandt. And then we also had Gail Hitt spoke about a few things about Lorna Duhlman, what she said about Connie, my grandma Connie, and other people. Let me see what else people said. Frank was very open. You know, he talked about how he was very good. And I'm going to be posting these videos on joshtalkpodcast.com, which is going to be created soon. I'm going to create this website for the podcast, joshtalkpodcast.com. And I wanted to tell you that I'm so happy that we had a great... It was very good that people spoke positive about her. There were a lot of people who loved her on that island, on City Island. She was a very big presence on City Island. She helped people get around. She was very a regular at City Island Diner. And she was always... She was a trailblazer. Because I'm not a trailblazer. I'm saying she was a wonderful person. She, as Gail had said, she was not only my grandmother, but everyone's grandmother. That makes sense because she was very she was in the Island Patchworks. She was in the Island Patchworks for many years. She recorded. She was in the Island Patchworks, and she was very good. She recorded very good stuff. on the island. She directed plays. Her and my grandfather, High Cantor, directed plays, and they recorded them on video, and the tapes were in their house. I don't know where the hell they are now. Where the fuck they are now. And I'll tell you this. I'm happy with my life. Because I'm happy that she lived a long life. You know, she was very nice to people. She was wonderful. Even though there were a lot of wacky parts of her. Like, Grandma was always very, very weird. Like, I'll tell you. She was very weird. She was always tired. Well, not always, but, you know, she had a piano, she'd had an organ she never used, as she said she used, but she never used. It was in the friggin' bedroom all the time. She had all these things that weren't old and useless, such as old bank statements that she had in her bedroom. They were in the attic, and she had, like, bank statements from 1948 to 2005. She has so many bank statements that are not necessarily, like, dating back to the 40s and 50s. And Grandma never threw them out because she thought she would need them, but she didn't need them. She had magazines like Old Island Currents from the 70s and 80s and 90s and 60s and now in the 2000s. And she has all these old shitty newspapers. Well, Island Current might have stuff that is historical. So she donated them to probably the Historical Museum. And then also, I'll tell you, she was very good. You know, she loved to cook. She made matzo meal cookies every time. And I always loved her matzo meal cookies. And I also loved her... when she hosted the Seder, and Gail Hick gave me a little matzo toy in 2001 when I was like 5 years old, and it was so good, I'll tell you that. What I can say is that she lived a long life. Moving on to a different topic. So my fucking life is a nightmare. I have no friends anymore. My friends won't text me. I gotta call him. Moving on. Some play some music. So I'll tell you the weather for the next few weeks. So for the next few days, I'll give you the 5-day AccuWeather forecast for New York City. Because this is my home. Give me one moment so I can get you the weather. All right. So the weather from Apple Weather for New York City for the days leading into Memorial Day weekend. So Tuesday, it's going to be partly cloudy and 71 degrees. The low is going to be cloudy and 53 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 73. Tomorrow night mostly clear and 56 degrees. And Thursday, right now it is 78 degrees and clear in Mamaroneck. Now back to the show. So I'm gonna play some music. Let me just turn on the MacBook. Give me a few moments. We have technical difficulties. I'm turning on the computer so I can put on some music and... Oh, here we go. And turn on quickly. Hold on one moment so I can get it done. There. Okay. So we're going to start some music programming on this podcast like we did a few weeks ago. And we're going to start programming that's going to be... I'm going to play some songs, classic rock songs. So I'm going to play the song in entirety. So the first song we're going to play is, I'm not going to tell you, it's going to be Surprise, and the Mets are leading 4-3. Mets are doing well today. New York Mets, in sports, the Mets are winning 4-3 right now at Citi Field in Queens. And the Yankees are not playing tonight. They're playing probably a few days. Okay, so now we're gonna start the music. So next on the program, so first song we're gonna play today is on the Josh Talk podcast is Poison Arrow by ABC on the Josh Talk podcast. Okay, here is Poison Arrow by ABC, 1982, on the Josh Talk podcast. Okay, so on the Josh Talk podcast, that was Poison Arrow by ABC. So, it is now 9:50 in New York and 6:50 in LA. Coming up, we're going to play some classical music. We're going to play some classic rock. So now on the Josh Talk podcast, here we go. This is Bruce Springsteen with Downbound Train on the Josh Talk podcast on Anchor Podcast Networks. Downbound Train.
so good. Well, you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
On the Joss Talk podcast, that was Downbound Train by Bruce Springsteen, followed by Jenny Was a Friend of Mine by The Killers, and Lola, Coca-Cola by The Kinks. So we'll be back with weather after these few commercials, after these words, on the Joss Talk podcast on Anchor Podcast Network.
Prepare for an epic battle between the three greatest warriors the world has ever seen.
Rock's ultimate supergroup, including Robin Zander of Cheap Trick, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Matt Sorum of GNR.
Oh, goodness, no. Just last week, they blew a cruise ship to smithereens. There was nothing left but splinters. Their technology is very advanced.
Another adventure with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. bubbling up from their underground home. Leonardo and Michelangelo are getting ready to let rip.
We've met on many occasions. I was there when we won the war and celebrated. I hung around 100 small towns and racetracks in the heat of the summer.
Welcome to the Monster Jam Freestyle Championship. That's 40,000 boys and girls screaming for Scooby-Doo. Come see Scooby-Doo in action at your local Monster Jam events.
Okay. So here is the weather for the New York City regional area. Tonight it is partly... Okay, hold on a second. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy and 71 degrees. Wednesday, it will be partly cloudy and high 75. Right now, in New York City, it is 75 degrees in New York City. So, now we're back to talk radio. So, I want to tell you that I'm so loyal of all my fans listening. I'll be on the air for many years. So, thanks so much for listening. All the best to you guys.